Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 9th. You'll be interested to know, 117 years ago, today in 1808, Orville Wright achieved the first one-hour airplane flight at Fort Myer, Virginia, marking a triumphant leap in human flight and inspiring generations of aviators. This remarkable milestone, celebrated for its endurance and pioneering spirit, represents a joyous celebration of human ingenuity, perseverance, and the dawn of modern aviation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 57 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:01 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:19. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 70 and a light northeast breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we have a slight chance of rain showers after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 56 and a gentle northeast wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 6:45 with the high tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 68. Wednesday night brings a slight chance of rain before midnight with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 54. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 78 and a light north wind. Thursday night is mostly clear with a low around 56. Friday remains sunny with a high near 70 and a northeast wind. Friday night stays mostly clear with a low around 50. Saturday continues with sunny weather at a high near 71 along with a light northeast wind. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Hasbro Incorporated, one of the world's largest toy companies, announced that it will move its headquarters to Boston from its longtime home in Rhode Island, occupying 7 floors across 265,000 square feet at 400 Summer Street in the Seaport District. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey expressed her excitement, stating, "We're proud to welcome this iconic company to Team Massachusetts, where we are number one for education, healthcare, and innovation." Mayor Michelle Wu added her delight, noting that Hasbro's creativity aligns with Boston's mission to be a great place to raise a family. Hasbro plans to continue supporting Rhode Island organizations while establishing a new home in Boston. Now on to sports. J.J. McCarthy struggled early, but his run game helped spur a come-from-behind win over the Chicago Bears. The Minnesota Vikings began their new era at quarterback with a thrilling 27-24 victory over their NFC North rival. While McCarthy will receive attention for his debut, it was the Vikings' defense that kept them in the game. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams completed his first 10 passes, but the offense stalled, not scoring again until late in the fourth quarter. McCarthy accounted for 3 touchdowns, showcasing his ability to win. Next, the Vikings face the Atlanta Falcons. The Bears will play the Detroit Lions. in local sports. Last night at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, the Red Sox beat the Athletics 7-0. Garrett Crochet struck out 10 in 7 innings for the win as Trevor Story and Carlos Narvaez both homered. The Sox finished with 12 hits and 0 errors, leaving 4 runners on base. The Athletics managed only 3 hits with 0 errors and left 3 runners on base. The Red Sox record is now 80-65. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Athletics at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Dustin May, 7-11 with a 4.96 earned run average, goes against Jeffrey Springs, who is 10-10 with a 4.1. First pitch is scheduled for 10:05 at night under clear skies. In top news, sad news for nostalgic travelers, as the days of admiring new stamps in your passport are almost at an end. Many countries are moving away from passport stamps in favor of digital alternatives that are more secure and efficient. This transition is already occurring in some places, with more airports expected to follow. Experts suggest that while this change may feel emotional, it aims to streamline travel and enhance border security. Countries like Australia and Singapore have already adopted digital systems. By October, the European Union will begin implementing its new biometric entry and exit system. In business news, U.S. clothing retailers are testing a full-price strategy as affluent shoppers continue spending, with little pushback so far. Stock market gains are benefiting wealthy consumers, prompting retailers like Levi Strauss to introduce more full-price products. Levi's chief financial officer, Harmit Singh, noted there has been no demand slowdown despite price increases. The Levi's consumer largely earns $100,000 and over, he said. Ralph Lauren, Under Armour, and Abercrombie & Fitch are also embracing this strategy. According to Moody's Analytics, the wealthiest 10% of Americans now account for half of all consumer spending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to $112,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $4,300. And XRP is up 2% to $2.95. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. PFAS can repel water, oil, sweat, dirt, and heat, making them ideal for outdoor gear. But what about the impacts of these forever chemicals on the environment and human health? The first PFAS were developed in the 1930s and have since been used in countless consumer goods. Their harmful effects on the environment and human health are increasingly being recognized. Last year, 59 leading scientists urged the UK government to regulate PFAS. Studies link PFAS contamination to increased cancer risks and reproductive issues. Despite some brands transitioning to PFAS-free products, a report found that 82% still use PFAS. Legislation is tightening globally, with bans now in effect or planned in several regions. Consumers can support brands that have made the switch to PFAS-free alternatives. The most ecologically sustainable products are the ones we already own. And in entertainment news, Nuremberg is generating Oscar buzz, with Russell Crowe delivering his best work since Cinderella Man. As Leah Woodall emerges as a breakout contender, James Vanderbilt's courtroom drama Nuremberg, rooted in history, is a timely and awards-worthy film. It interrogates the foundations of justice in today's political landscape. Crowe's portrayal of Hermann Göring is commanding, capturing his paradoxical charisma and monstrosity. Woodall, best known for The White Lotus, delivers an emotional performance as a translator. The film's crisp production design and unique screenplay position it as a possible Best Picture candidate, reflecting the fierce urgency of now. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Charles F. Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.